Cortland Sutton onto the field. What a moment here in Denver for the Broncos, who lined up with just 10 men, remembering Demaryius Thomas.
And the right move by Detroit to decline that penalty and give them a fresh set of downs and kick this thing off.
And the DT chant resonating once more in Denver.
Beautiful day, really, for the Denver Broncos. Everything worked out. It was obviously about Demaryius Thomas. You know, you had the several memorials kind of around the stadium, and you saw the one by the Broncos statues there, of course, where fans and former players and pretty much anybody just paid their respects. You had the 88 painted onto the sidelines, and of course the players, big moments would happen, would go over and kind of stand by it, give that, pat it with the hand, whatever. It was a great moment. Loved the beginning of the game where the Broncos, and actually Vic Fangio talked to Dan Campbell, the head coach for the Lions, before, and of course they were going to go out with 10 men and take the penalty, and Dan Campbell declined the penalty, which was, I like that kind of stuff, man. I mean, that is bigger than football right there. That is Detroit, Denver, the officials all coming together saying, hey, let's do kind of something, a ceremony here, just to put some more highlight on Demaryius Thomas. And
the NFL is cool. One big family.
Yeah, yeah, it is. You could see that sometimes with that. Thank you for that, Michael. You could see that throughout the NFL, really. I mean, there were other games, too, where people had 88 jerseys on. I saw Lions fans in the stands with signs that said, we're all Broncos fans today. So I liked it. Tanner Schwinn of NoCo Now made a really good point this morning. He said, there are times, unfortunately, in the Twitter world, the social media world, where when someone passes, sometimes you see a lot of great things, but you also see the trolls with some nastiness, some weird stuff. You didn't see any of that with Demaryius Thomas. That just goes to show you that everybody was a big fan of this guy. His legacy was more than just football. The smile we all talk about, I mean, that was real from all the people that were connected to him. You hear the same things. Just at the end of the day, a great guy, a great leader. And I thought the Broncos did a fantastic job of honoring the late Demaryius Thomas. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 888-530-0043. If you guys want to text the show today, get at us. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number, and we'll get you in. We got to get you, get the nickname rolling and everything. Be a part of the show. Be a hooligan. Be in the program. Make the show better every single day. It was a lot of fun seeing this Broncos team take care of the Lions, 38-10. When they run the ball like that, they're going to beat a lot of teams. Melvin Gordon, please bring him back. I'm not even saying for the right price anymore. That's what we were all saying, for the right price. I don't know what he's worth at this stage, but having Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams, that little 1-2 punch, it works. Please bring that back. Gordon, with 24 carries, 111 yards, 2 touchdowns. Javonte Williams added 73 yards and a touchdown. Plus, he had the receiving touchdown for 10 yards, where he does the spin move amongst all spin moves and rolls into the end zone. And it was somewhat of a close game. It was 17-10 at halftime. But the Lions, that's what bad teams do. Even if they have some good things going on, coming off of the win last week against Minnesota, they typically will find ways to lose games in close ones. And what, they have the turnovers right off the bat, and the Broncos took advantage of every turnover yesterday, and won big. I mean, now you're at this situation where you are looking at the playoffs right now. You're looking at them. You are in the hunt. It is going to be December 19th when they play the Bengals, and can you believe it? Fairly late December. You're getting past mid-month, and the Broncos are in the AFC playoff picture. They're in the playoff race, I should say. A lot of teams in front of them, or a lot of things need to go right. I mean, they obviously can win out. and that would be it, because they have the Chargers on that list. They have the Bengals this weekend. And then you're going to hope, keep in mind, you got that seventh team in this year. So there are two teams in front of the Broncos that are not in the picture right now, and that's Cleveland and Cincy. Oh, Cleveland has the tiebreaker. That garbage night of football by the Broncos against Case Keenum, I sure hope doesn't come back to haunt them. The Pittsburgh Steelers are right behind them, and the Steelers would have the tiebreaker. But first things first, you got to go out and beat Cincinnati. It's a team directly in front of you. They have the tiebreaker over Denver right now based on best win percentage in conference games. That goes away with head-to-head. So, big one coming up for the Broncos. Certainly right there in the thick of things. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. I thought this was interesting because it was an exciting weekend. I was putting together my good, bad, and the ugly, and we'll get to it in a moment. I couldn't find that many terrible stories. Nothing locally. So my ugly is a national story, and my bad is a little different take today than what we normally do. And the good is obviously pretty special. So we'll get to all that in a moment. But the Power to Play Sports poll question is, what's more exciting for you right now locally in the sports world? How about this? The CSU Rams, 10-0. We had a feeling they'd crack the top 25. They are at 23. They made it. So they're in as of right now. The top 25 hasn't been the case since, 2014? So very exciting day for them. That's exciting. So are you more pumped about that? Are you more pumped about, how about CSU's football staff? This new coaching staff. They were dominating Twitter. Particularly their special teams coach in Sheffield. He's dominating Twitter. I love it. Wow, what is this, 2021? We're using social media to sell tickets and build excitement around our program? You mean we're not all just going to go into our locker rooms with our players and yell at people and say, you don't know what's going on here? Well, we'd sure like to. Give us a reason to be excited, bro. That's what CSU's doing. Joe Parker, I don't know how you did it. But you hired what seems to be a competent coaching staff. Jay Norvell was fantastic on Friday, 30-minute interview with him. But you also hired a group of promoters. They're out promoting this bad boy. Get your tickets, man. I mean, I'm watching Rams Twitter world going crazy. For better or worse, you got to absolutely love it. So is that more exciting to you? How about the Broncos in the playoff hunt? Hasn't been the case in several years. And then I threw in, because it's true, Nikola Jokic is playing like an MVP. The team's not up to that standard yet, though. When you look at the race, he's going to be fourth right now, and rightfully so. His team is not good enough. I said this last year about Steph Curry. If your team's not good enough, if you're not a top-tier team like Golden State, Steph Curry's number one, Kevin Durant's number two, Giannis is number three, Nikola Jokic is number four. I think that's pretty amazing that Joker's number four right now, considering this team's 13-13. So the wins need to come. So what's more exciting? Of course, Hulligans like to do this. I never do good enough for you guys. You have to insert your own poll, your own answers, your own categories, and you put the Avs. I'm not saying the Avs aren't rolling, man. Four in a row for them. But you mean to tell me that a regular season hockey, for some of you, is ranking higher than a top 25 team in your state? You're out of your gourd because it's regular season hockey. The only reason the Nuggets are in this thing, and I'm a Nuggets guy, you know this. The only reason the Nuggets are in this today is because of Nikola Jokic. The Nuggets have never had an MVP. They had one for the first time last year, and the guy is threatening to do it again. So that is exciting news. But I'm not throwing regular season anything in there unless you're toying with now you're top 25. So hats off to a lot of great stuff going on right here. Eastside Chris. Brady, I think Judy needs to go. Maybe he can hook up with a QB that can throw passes to him like the jug machine. Perfect all the time. Listen, I don't know that, as much as I would like to see Russell Wilson here and Aaron, the Aaron Rodgers dream is there, unless Rodgers can bring Davante Adams over, and I love Courtland Sutton, and I love Tim Patrick and what they did yesterday and how they responded and how they represented DT, but you mean to tell me Aaron Rodgers is looking at this receiver core thinking, yeah, I'm gonna leave what I got in Green Bay for that? I don't think so. Davante Adams was... He's ridiculous. Now, if you can get a package deal, bring it all. Let's go. But the Broncos just signed those two. So they're not going to be looking to add any wide receivers to the mix anytime soon, in my opinion. As far as Judy, he just hasn't been the explosive electric player consistently that we thought he would be. Mysterio says high school wrestling is in full swing. There you go. I mean, that's Clark and Coach Dick's wheelhouse, right? We got too much to follow right now. That's why we got two guys in the 11 o'clock hour that can talk preps like nobody's business. But no, you're right, Mysterio. There's a lot happening in Northern Colorado. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Well, the good is... it's pretty easy. It's the Broncos. The Broncos dominated yesterday. Obviously, we came in with Demaryius Thomas and all that. That was the amazing. The good was the Broncos just doing what they do. Javonte Williams is becoming famous. He's on Good Morning Football. Kyle Brandt says he's a diehard Javonte Williams. Finally, the Broncos are getting some attention. All it took was George Payton to come in and get a couple of rookies.
Here's Williams up the middle looking for power, lunging into the end zone for the touchdown.
That's a hell of a rookie right there, man. Love watching that guy play. Never goes down at the first touch. He's going to keep going. He's going to keep those legs churning. The bad is different. I said I had difficulty finding bad. So I'm going to go more in the badass category. This isn't a negative. This is positive. Coach Sheffield, the special teams coordinator at Colorado State, was lighting Twitter up over the weekend. He was inside Canvas Stadium, and he was getting it going, man. Here it is. He's posting all these, like, NWO, Wolfpack, not Wolfpack, like Nevada Wolfpack, but NWO, New World Order stuff from the WCW days back in the day, hashtag ride or die. You got Coach Mummies putting out the hashtag air raid. I mean, these guys all have their things that they're getting people excited for, and Norvell's doing the things on Twitter like it's a great day to be a Ram, we're going to get after and do work, but you got a staff that knows football and knows how to promote your program. So we're gonna stick with that. I'm pretty pumped. We'll talk about it later on in the show. How about the ugly? Things are getting really ugly for Urban Meyer. Here he is denying the Jacksonville reports that basically said that his coaching staff or some of his coordinators were lost, were losers, or they weren't figuring it out. Well, he was asked about it. Here's what he had to say.
Calling someone a loser, that's inaccurate. I have high expectations for our coaches. I very demanding of our coaches. And expect guys to be held accountable for their positions. And at times when they're not, we address it. But I assure you there is not whatever report. Amy told me something about that. That's nonsense. Am I worried about losing a locker room? I always am worried about losing the locker room when you're 2 and whatever we are.
I also went on to say, what's the answer when things are going badly? Start leaking information or some nonsense? No, that's nonsense. That's garbage. I've been very blessed. I've not really dealt with that. I've not dealt with, well, did you hear what he said? What? No. Let's improve on offense and get our quarterback in a position to be successful. That's our focus. He said, if there is a source, that source is unemployed. I mean, within seconds, if there's some source that's doing that.
I bet the source knows what their record is.
I bet the source is probably someone inside that organization that doesn't like the crap that he's been doing all season. And yes, I go back to the getting the lap dance thing, whatever the hell that was, not going home with the team and then going out and doing that thing. All of that stuff leads to what we are seeing with Jacksonville. And somebody in that organization doesn't like it. You've had Urban Meyer say that his star quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, was, I don't think he said afraid, but not, you know, not ready to do QB sneaks up the gut. Lawrence said he has no problem with that. Now you got this rumor coming out saying that, you know, his coordinators are losers. Did he really deny it? No, he said, no, that's nonsense. That's garbage. I've been very blessed. Did he really deny all of it? I mean, he said he didn't call them losers, kind of. But he didn't really deny saying anything about them. And how did that get out? Boy, that's a dumpster fire there. How about that? You could be in that situation, but you're not. At least you're 7-6, and you have a shot at the playoffs. It might be a tough shot, but you got a shot. And that's pretty cool. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into the AFC playoff picture. The teams in front of Denver that you need to lose, we'll look at their schedules coming up. We know Broncos got one of them right in front this weekend against Cincinnati, so an absolute huge Bengals game coming up. Before we break, tell you about No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, trade. There's no limit to what you can collect. They just moved into their new location over in West Greeley. They're by Cables there, but that's No Limit Collectibles. They got your sports memorabilia. Perfect for Christmas. It's the 13th. You don't need to be ordering stuff online. You got a sports fan in your life that's on your Christmas list? Stop by No Limit Collectibles. Basketball cards, sports memorabilia, stuff for the walls. They got the Jordans in there. Even Pokemon, if you got a collector that's not into the sports side of things. They got it all over at No Limit Collectibles. 22 minutes after the hour. Coming up next, let's take a glance at the AFC playoff picture. How difficult is the journey for the Broncos going forward? We'll break into it next.
Someone's winning $1,000 this year with KFKA's Cash for Christmas. Find out how at 1310kfka.com.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. On the Rocks Liquor. We got to get our game beer of the week. We got to get that information for you. But they are, I want to tell you right now, they're located half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. They got their free wine and beer tastings going on every single Friday from 4 to 7. So be sure to stop by. This liquor store has been with us since we started the show. So they're in Greeley, again, off of Highway 34, 47th Avenue. You know where Buffalo Wild Wings is in West Greeley. And they're kind of catty corner of there. Check out On the Rocks, cleanest liquor store around. I think that is a big deal. It's a lot of places you go in. It's like a horror movie when you walk in there. But that's On the Rocks Liquor. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. So when we start breaking into the playoff race, you look at who you can chase. Who's realistic in this thing? And really, I'm looking closely at the Chargers, the Colts, the Bills. Those are the last. Those are the wild card spots, essentially, because you're going to have your four division winners. The Patriots, as of right now, would get the tiebreaker over the Titans in Kansas City, so they would have that number one seed. There are seven teams in, so it does increase your shot. You got a better shot right now of getting in. It's going to be tight. Buffalo losing in yesterday late in overtime, early in overtime. So that was a gift. But you got some work to do. Cincinnati lost the last two. So there are openings there for you. The Cleveland one could come back to haunt you, potentially. So let's take a look at it. First things first, you got Cincinnati. You go beat Cincinnati, and you're going to jump, leapfrog a spot there, and then you take a look at what the rest of these teams have. Cleveland's the next team in front of you. Cleveland's playing the Raiders. Cleveland hasn't been playing great football. They're kind of up and down. They get smoked by the Patriots. They beat the Lions barely. They played the Ravens back-to-back, essentially. They lost to the Ravens once, and then they beat the Ravens yesterday 24-22 without Lamar Jackson. So, I mean, The Browns still have the Raiders. Okay, maybe they win that game. That's at home. Then they're at Green Bay, which is probably a loss for them. Then they're at Pittsburgh, which Pittsburgh's definitely in that mode of survival. And then the Bengals. So it's not really that easy of a road for Cleveland at this stage. So you look at Cleveland, okay, now you look at the Bills. So the three teams occupying spots in front of the Broncos, Bengals, Browns, Bills, can really put yourselves up over the Bengals this week. Browns might maintain by beating the Raiders this week. As for the Bills, that's where things get interesting too. Bills have the Panthers this weekend. Ooh, they'll probably win that game. That's a must-win game for them. Then they're at New England. New England's going to be trying desperately to hang on to that number one spot. How about that? Should Bill Belichick be the coach of the year? I mean, just considering everything that he's done, replacing Tom Brady, it only took him a year, you know, the full year, then he gets his guy, and look what's happening with the Patriots. Defense is back to playing good football. Mac Jones is efficient. Great. He's been sensational for the most part, other than the windy game. Didn't need to be sensational. So the Bills have a losable game with the Patriots. That's one that you're looking at. Okay, I don't know. Because then you got the Falcons. The Falcons have been interesting, too. I mean, they've won two out of their last three. They're going to be fighting, so they're going to be fighting hard against the Bills. The one that's in, another one that's really interesting is where the Chargers are. So the Chargers are occupying that fifth spot at 8-5. If they lose to Kansas City on Thursday, that's the one I'm really, like, this has so much meaning on Thursday Night Football. The Chargers, if they lose that game, they'll be 8-6. And then if the Broncos can beat the Bengals, they will leapfrog the Bengals, and the Chargers will move down below them as well. And I don't know how all that one works just yet. Because if the Chargers are in fifth place, if they lose this week and the Broncos win against the Bengals, the Broncos jump up to ninth at least. Where do the Chargers go?
Well, even if the Chargers win and the Broncos win, the Broncos still have another matchup with the Chargers.
Right, right. I'm just looking at the week in front of us. Because of where you're looking at this point, the Chargers have some interesting games because obviously the Chiefs on Thursday, then they're at Houston on the 26th. That's going to be a win by them. And then home against the Broncos.
Ideally, you would want to root for the Chargers.
You kind of want the Chargers to win, right? Because I'm not saying that you want to bank on beating the Chiefs in any scenario, but if the Chargers beat the Chiefs and you're assuming the Broncos can control their own destiny, they got the Bengals and the Raiders, and then the Chargers on the road. And if you beat the Chargers, if you handle your business against Cincinnati, you know, and Vegas, I hadn't done it all year, almost did it. Then you make that game mean everything. That could be, all but a playoff game at that point. And if the Chargers and if the Chiefs do lose, I mean, suddenly you got a Chiefs team that's 9-5. And I mean, I don't, if the Broncos get any better performance offensively against them a week ago, who knows, man? Because that defense was playing lights out. But the Chiefs still have this. They're on the road Thursday against the Chargers. They're home against the Steelers. They're at Cincinnati and then at Denver. It's not the hardest schedule in the world, but it's something where you can look at that and say, could this... I don't know. Then there's this part of me that just says, get the Chargers out of there just in case you slip up. It does feel like the Broncos need to win 3 out of 4. That's essentially that's the easiest road in at this stage.
And the most important game there is against those Chargers.
Yes, that will be the most. And again, but if you the scary part with the Broncos is this: for the last month or so, you destroy the Cowboys and you look like a Super Bowl team. You get smoked by the Eagles, almost a reverse. You beat the Cowboys 30-16, and then you lose 30-13 to the Eagles. Then you come out of nowhere after the bye and you smoke the Chargers. You make that one pretty easy, 28-13. And then you come out and no one's picking you to beat the Chiefs, but defensively you played lights out. And by the way, this Broncos defense last 3 weeks has been damn good. Then you go up against the Lions, and you absolutely run away with that thing. And I don't think that that's an easy one to overlook. I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's the Lions. The Lions have been in close games all year. They've been in a lot of close games. And they were also, there was emotion there for DT, but also a lot of heartache. That's a hard thing to prepare for when even the players are admitting, man, this DT's on our mind. And rightfully so. But the bottom line is if Denver can take care of business, then they're fine. Now, the Colts are interesting too, Michael, because they're sitting at 7-6 while the Broncos are 7-6. It's not a sure thing that the Colts are going to necessarily get in. Now, they've been damn good, save for the loss to the Bucs. They were good in that game. They have the Patriots coming up. So, that's a huge game. They have the Patriots, Cardinals, Raiders, Jags. Okay, Raiders, Jags, they'll win. That gets them to 9 wins. They could very well lose the next 2 games and suddenly drop out of the deep playoff contention. They're holding down the 6th spot right now. So the Colts and the Chargers, those are the 2 teams that you're really looking at, because you don't want to come down to something with the Browns. You don't want it to be either you or the Browns, because that will come back and bite you, that awful Thursday night game when you played. Hell, I think you were on the roster that game, Michael. And you found you guys found a way to beat them.
I was actually on the practice squad.
Yeah. I mean, that's how depleted Cleveland was, and you lose that game. Let's just hope it doesn't come down to it. But what you need to be seeing, the Colts, the next 2 games, very losable for them. Chargers, theoretically, lose to the Chiefs on Thursday. You just have to make damn sure you beat the Bengals on Sunday. That is where it is. Whew. It's going to get tight, man. I love it. It's going to be very exciting. All right, I got a pair of tickets to go see the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves Wednesday. What I need from you, Michael, is an email address and their first and last name. An email address and their first and last name. Just to let you know, they do require at Ball Arena a proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. So if you don't have any of those things or are not willing to do one of those things, these tickets are probably not for you. I'm going to go caller number 4. You're going to get a pair of tickets to go see the Nuggets take on the Timberwolves on Wednesday. Maybe the Nuggets can put together a little winning streak here. Caller number 4, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. They got one tonight against Washington. Maybe they turn it around, get 2 in a row. Be caller number 4 and you get those tickets. 970-353-1310. 37 minutes after the hour. Let's talk CSU coaching staff on the football side when we come back. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Krista Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Come on. We're the common denominator.
Oh, man. CSU, this new coaching staff, specifically Thomas Sheffield, the new special teams coordinator. I'm into it, man. I watched that video of him, and now that was, of course, Matthew McConaughey there. I don't know if you can tell the difference. But you got a bunch of coaches that I keep seeing. Like, I've seen several posts from Coach Mummy, from Matt Mummy, the offensive coordinator. He's Mr. Air Raid, son of Air Raid offense legend Hal Mummy. I mean, Coach Norvell has so many deep connections in the football world. He's got these are historic guys that are going to be coming in here, but they're also like getting after it on Twitter. I joked over the weekend. I was like, wait, so it's funny. I don't know if this is still the case. I'm going to go look. I'm going to look right now. Let's see. I got to open up Twitter. It takes me. Can you give me some efforting music here, please, Michael? It takes me a while to find things that I'm looking for, but you know how it goes sometimes. I forgot what. Oh, yeah. I'm looking for efforting music. No efforting music. Okay. Steve Adazio still Well, now I already found it. You can leave it going. No, please, please. I want to hear the efforting music. Thank you.
I was efforting to find the efforting
music. Yeah, you need efforting music for you to find efforting music.
I could do
that's the hardest one for you to find. Why is that? Did you change the name of it to, like, something complicated music?
I just never play it, so I don't know
it's because I always know what I'm talking about. I normally don't need to look up stuff on the fly. Is this weird to you? Steve Addazio has not gone on his Twitter account to change his profile picture or the fact that it says head coach of the... There are two head coaches of the Colorado State Rams?
Does he even know what his Twitter password is?
I mean, come on. He's got 21,000 followers. So it's not like... I told you, I lectured you this morning, Michael. I said, if you are in the business of media, and honestly, coaching, you got to have a social media and you got to be on it. Because you know why? Kids are putting their stuff out on Twitter that they're transferring or that they're looking, here's my tape. It's getting easier to scout. Now, again, I know that that's not the deep scouting that coaches do, but it's something. So you got Steve Addazio, who still has his Twitter handle as that. And whatever. 5 years ago, I would have laughed at myself for saying this. But it is what it is, man. This is the way of the world. So you got that happening. Meanwhile, you have the new staff just like posting stuff out all the time. Coach Sheffield's an old school like WWF, WCW guy too. Pretty excited about that. He's hitting up the hashtag ride or die, talking about National Signing Day coming up, and they keep saying, stay tuned, big things, get your tickets. I mean, I'm looking at some of the tweets by Sheffield. Look at the, here's a tweet. He has a picture of the Ram, of Cam running down the field. Says, look at this beautiful creature run. Cam the Ram is going to see a lot of great football inside of Canvas Stadium. Oh, hell yeah. Hashtag ride or die. Hashtag Fort Air Raid. Colton Bosnos posted big news coming for Ram Country. Commitment bell has been ringing all weekend, and they're doing a video out there of them ringing the bell. There's just a bunch. I mean, I know a lot of you naysayers are like, yeah, but can he win? Well, they did some good things in Nevada in a short time. And what do you need at Canvas right now? You need butts in the seats. You got a coaching staff that's going to, I think, really try to put butts in the seats. Mysterio says, hey, Mac Jones, rookie of the year? Yeah. Offensive rookie of the year. Could a defensive, how many defensive rookies, overall rookies of the year has there been? Because there's a lot of outlets that are like just in love with Micah Parsons, and rightfully so. That dude's like doing push-ups on the sideline after ripping it up. 72 tackles, 10 sacks, 16 tackles for losses, 2 fumbles forced, 2 passes defended. I mean, I love Micah Parsons, Patrick Surtain, those were my top two guys. Justin Fields, obviously, just because he was a quarterback. I said, as long as they get one of those guys, I'll be happy. Still happy. Still happy with Surtain. But Parsons can control so much on the field. Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah, Mac Jones is up there, probably. Quarterbacks are got an easier road to hoe, so probably. Could have got him too, by the way, but we're fine. You got the top two rookies. Mac Jones and Micah Parsons, and the Broncos could have had both of them. But that's all right. As hard as it is to say, figure out that quarterback position and you'll be fine. Even though you had it with Mac. Get Russell Wilson to Denver. Brady, my happy Broncos running game. My bad. Gordon took TDs from my fantasy guy, Williams. That's the scary part about playing both those, or playing one of those guys, is I do think that that's a two-headed monster. I think Melvin Gordon is better because of Javonte Williams. If I'm Denver, I'm doing what it takes to get him to stay in Denver. I think that that 1-2 combo is absolutely lethal. Text the show, 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Oh, appreciate that, man. Greg Smitty hooking us up. If you're a CSU Rams fan who either fan who's either starving for CSU Ram coverage or tired of the Denver sports media either ignoring CSU while rehashing daily Broncos drivel, tune into the whole show. It's not just lip service talk. He literally does his homework, interviews folks, and covers CSU. I do homework even though we have efforting music, and Susan and Cheryl were set to clap back there, but they're not. Are they back there anymore? There we go. That's another
Sorry,
one.
They were,
that's a toughie.
Susan was in the bathroom and Cheryl was in the kitchen.
Efforting music, Susan and Cheryl. It's okay. The system's slow today. It takes a while to heat up. Takes a little while to heat. Usually by Friday at 2 o'clock, seems like we're starting to cook. I'm just giving you
credit.
That's
crap. When the hot pockets are that's exactly taken out
right.
of the freezer.
Yes, that's exactly right. Boy, there's a lot happening in the world of sports. Here's our poll question. I want to see where you guys are at on this one. Power to Play Sports poll question. Currently, what's the most exciting thing in sports locally? Right now. The Broncos playoff chase. The 10-0, now number 23, Colorado State Rams men's basketball team. This new Colorado State football coaching staff preparing for National Signing Day, specifically what they're doing on Twitter, because it is exciting. Nikola Jokic working on a back-to-back MVP season or the Broncos playoff chase? Boy, we must have a lot of Rams fans that listen to this show. Because number one is the 10-0 Colorado State Rams men's basketball team. 60% of the votes going there. 25% of the votes going to the new Colorado State football staff. 8% going to the Joker, working on an NBA a back-to-back. And the Broncos playoff chase is getting 5%. Because I don't think you believe yet. I think you expect them to drop this one against the Bengals, am I right? I bet a lot of our listeners think that this team's going to drop it to the Bengals based on the trajectory the Broncos have been on. And I on paper, this should be a hell of a game. This should be one hell of a game, I think. I think the Bengals are, they've lost 2 in a row. That's, my dad always used to say this when I was little. I always be like, you know, I was a kid and I would say, hey, oh, you're getting ready to play a team that's losing, they're on like a 6-game losing streak. My dad would always joke with me and say, yeah, that just means they're more desperate for a win. They're just hungrier. I hate getting hungry teams. The Bengals are going to be hungry. The Bengals are going to be desperate. They're going to have the claws out. You back that Bengal into a corner. Hopefully the Broncos will be ready because the Bengals have to feel the pressure going into Sunday.
They're going to be hungry for field goals.
There it is. Now, maybe you can beat them for... Maybe you can beat them with a lot of touchdowns. To be honest, I know that's like a confident thing that you just said, but I don't expect 38 points every week by the Broncos. If you give up a ton of field goals to the Bengals, let's say they get up to 14 points, 17 points. You still got to have that offense do something, and they did. Then again, there was a lot of short fields yesterday for Denver for this offense. I love the run game, though. If you can stay dedicated to the run game, I don't need Teddy Bridgewater to do much. Bridgewater, I think it's all clear. He's not the guy. Where's the report I was sharing from Brandon Cristall, I think, at KOA? He had shared the fact that Bridgewater is looking for around the $23 million mark next year. And it is rumored to believe that he does not believe that will be with the Broncos. $23 million. Somebody thinks highly of themselves. 51 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Joker's MVP numbers. He's got the numbers. Can he get the wins? The Nuggets are done with that crazy long road trip. Can they start stringing some victories together now and get themselves up in the standings? That's going to make the difference for the Joker. 51 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
No cold preps hoops with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
I just woke up this morning, and I was thinking, man, this... It's a hell of a time to be a sports fan. And I'm not taking away from what the Avs are doing. A lot of you guys are throwing the Avs in on social media saying, hey, I'm not giving them their due and stuff. I'm just saying that that's not my top three or four items that I'm jazzed about. Power to Play Sports poll question. Currently, what's the most exciting thing in sports locally? CSU's got to do with two of those things, their basketball team and this coaching staff. If you're not excited, check your pulse. Also, let's see Joker get back to work tonight. More MVP numbers coming up. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.